والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. One of the ayah that stands out that was read was, for example, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، لله ملك السماوات والأرض، يخلق ما يشاء، يهب لمن يشاء إناثا ويهب لمن يشاء الذكور. And this is a very beautiful ayah, but we don't reflect upon its meaning very often. First and foremost, Allah says in this ayah, everything belongs to Allah. And يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ, He creates as He wishes to create, to the extent that He wishes to create, that is Allah. Thereafter He says something very, very beautiful, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ, He gives to some women or daughters. To some He gives sons. You look at the ayah that continues, and to some He gives nothing. And this is a very powerful ayah, because all of us are focusing on, I got to get a son, I got to get a daughter after that. You know, we have a sequence in our mind. First the boy must come, then the girl must come. One father told me, I want my son to have my son first. I said, uncle, look, every day you're complaining about your son. Now that's already one person you hate in your life. Now you want a double action. What is your problem? Can't you make some other dua instead? Or can't you say, oh Allah, bless me with a child that will do good? But this is human nature. And Allah is addressing this. Some I give boys, some I give girls, and some I give nothing. That is why the dua, what dua do you make? Oh Allah, bless me with a child that is pious. Bless me with a child that is good. But humans are very ironical. They make the dua, oh Allah, bless me with a pious child. And then the first birthday party, everything goes out the window. And the music comes on, the cake comes out, and all these things that are supposed to be right go wrong, and the wrong things go right. That's the way we feel about it. So Allah is saying, don't do this. Whatever Allah gives you, is from the side of Allah. Whatever He doesn't give you, accept that as a gift. Because when He doesn't give you something, in reality He's giving you something. He's giving you something in a sense that He is removing other challenges that come your way. And that is what exactly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is passing. Then another ayah, the Shaykh read, وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِي عَلَيْنَا رَبُّ, that, you know, on the day of Qiyamah, let me give a simple example, you know, let's say I came and asked you for $10, and you said no. I came next day, you said no. I came 15 times, and you said no. On the 16th time, what is the chances?
No.
Or?
Yes.
But is there yes or no? Which one could be more? But there is a chance of what?
Yes,
there is hope. That's why I can keep on coming and asking you. Regarding Malik, he's an angel. The people will tell him, Malik, just go to Allah and get us out. Just get us out. Ask Allah to put us in a good place. And every day, or the conversation will continue. And the people will have hope. That inshallah, all of a sudden they'll say, inshallah, all their life, what is Allah? Do you believe in Allah? Where is Allah? Is Allah here or Allah there? Oh, the scholar said, the lady pointed up, so Allah is there. No, my brother, Allah is everywhere. Is Allah inside here? That's how people talk, right? That's how people behave in this world. That's why what we say, the mercy of Allah is everywhere. So anyway, they will ask Malik, and Malik will go back and forth. Eventually Allah will say, Malik, enough is enough. Innahum makithun. They are going to be residing in Jahannam forever and ever. You know, they say, the scholars write, when they ask Malik to go and ask Allah to get us out, that moment when they ask, they at least feel good. That there is some takhfif in Jahannam. Because at least there is a hope. Maybe when Malik comes back, he'll say, okay, there's 10 days more, 100 days more. But when Allah says forever and ever, at that point, the scholars say, the fire of Jahannam will be felt. It was same all along. It was same all along. But the intensity of that will become so great that they'll wish they never even asked Malik to go and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reduce or take them out of Jahannam. Therefore, my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and this iman requires a lot of work. It requires a lot of work, and that is something we have to always be focused upon.
That's what the Quran says. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِيًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. Whatever you do, whatever you do, whether it's little or whether it's a lot, whatever it is, the benefit of that is only for yourself. It doesn't benefit me, it doesn't benefit the person next to you. It benefits you, inshallah, your akhirah and your future. And likewise, the Quran is like, you know, it's so open. And whoever does anything wrong, then that's going to be the given outcome. And towards everything, inshallah, you will be returning. And each one of us, inshallah, will return to our Allah. Also, we read in Surah Muhammad, for example, إنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهم وإن تؤمنوا تتقوا يؤتكم أجوركم ولا يسألكم أموالكم. Allah says, you know what? You're taking this world as a joke and a play. That's all you are doing. You know, for example, I went through World War I and World War II and I saw this and I saw that. Humans like to talk. And then they mention, you know, when I was young, it was like this and now it's like that. It's like the whole life they are talking in a form like as if it is a story. Don't get caught up in the story of this world. Don't get caught up. Because when you get caught up in the story of this world, you'll be getting caught up in play. I got to go to this party, I got to go to that event, I got to wear this clothing, I got to get this type of house, I got to get that type of education. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُ وَلَا. That's what you will get caught up at. So Allah SWT is passing a message. You know what? I'm not asking you for anything. Whatever you do is for yourself. And the outcome and the benefit is for yourself. And likewise, if you take part in that which is destruction or destructive, then the outcome will be no different as well. Thereafter, Allah SWT talks about هَا أَنْتُمْ هَا أُولَاءِ تُدَعُونَ لِتُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْخَلْ وَمِنْ يَبْخَلْ فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. Allah is passing a message that try to spend your resources, because by spending your resources on that which is good, Allah will take out a beautiful outcome for yourself. And for those of you that wish to be miserly, فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْخَلْ, then that miserliness is not going to affect someone else. We always have in our mind, if I don't give to Iqra school, you know what? We're going to teach Brother Ghulam a lesson. We're not going to give this here over there. My brother, the Quran says, you're not teaching him any lesson. You are teaching and you are hurting yourself and your own future. فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْخَلْ وَمَنْ يَبْخَلْ فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلُ عَنْ نَفْسِ. You are only going to destruct and create a destruction in your own outcome. Because it may happen, you don't give over there. You will give that money to someone else, to some child or to some grandchild that's going to go on a Saturday night and get a nice piece of paper and wrap it up and it all go in smoke. And that's not the idea of it. So the Quran is saying, start using your resources in a way that is good, because if you did anything opposite of that, the only thing you're going to hurt is yourself and no one else. So understand this very, very well. When you spend on your family, in reality you are benefiting. When you spend on your children in haq and good, you are benefiting. You spend on your daughters, you are benefiting. You spend on a good CD so your children can hear the Yaseen, inshallah, and they can use that in uplifting the spirituality, you are only benefiting yourself. And you do the opposite, then you are destroying yourself. وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِي وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ. And thereafter, Allah, imagine what Allah is saying. Have you ever heard such magnificent philosophy and psychology? Allah is saying, let me tell you one thing, before you think that when you give to this school project or this masjid or that group, you may think you are giving towards Allah. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِي. I am wealthy, Allah says. I have everything. It is because of me you are breathing. It is because of me you are living. Because of me you are sleeping. Because of me you are eating. Because of me, whatever you are taking part in, is because I'm giving you the opportunity to take part in that. You know, you read another ayah. You know, as I'm talking, I'm just thinking of the ayah read. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَحْمَانِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانٍ فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. What does Allah say here? If you get caught up in this world, you get caught up in this world beyond that which is necessary. You know, like a ship, it's going in water. Another hadith talks about this as well. If some guy decides, you know what, I'm going to go to the bottom, I'm thirsty, I'm going to start breaking the bottom, what's going to happen to the whole ship? It's going to go down. Likewise, Allah says, if you get caught up in this world, in the aish of this world, I will appoint for you shaitan as your qareen. So my brothers and sisters, you wonder how come some people, this guy is the master mafia, that guy is the master drug dealer, 100 tons of this and 3,000 tons of that, and he can, you go on and all these things. You know, I was talking to the boys today, yesterday we heard that thing, isn't it? Al Capone was this, and you know, the one guy was saying, he mentioned all these magnificent, not magnificent in a positive way, but he mentioned all these master criminals, from drug leaders to, what do you call this, master killers to whatnot. And in the end he says, and each one faced a death and they were gone. And therefore, the speaker says, so don't try to be a gangster because you'll never make it like them. So get your life straight and get it in action. That's what he said, right? So the same thing. Why I have to use him as an example? Because you know, somebody will say, Imam is picking on me. Dr. Sahib will say, you know, I'm selling something on the side. Imam is picking on me. I'm not picking on anybody. I'm sure he's selling good things. So that's why I use him as an example, because otherwise this thing just came to me. So مَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانِ فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينِ. If you don't put your life... You're smiling a lot. You're getting me suspicious here. That if you don't do what is correct in life, Allah is saying, then I will appoint a shaitan, meaning that now your shaitan will become your master. Everyone has a shaitan, except for the Prophet ﷺ. We understand that, and whoever Allah protected. But the rest of us, we all have one. And this one will eventually take control of you. So before that happens, get your act straight. وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. This ayah will make your hair stand if you go into tafsir of it. I will just give you the simple meaning. My brothers and sisters, if you and I turn away from Allah, Allah says, I'm not in need of you. I will create another group to take part in what you are doing and doing it better than you. So Allah has blessed us with iman as we approach the last 10 days. Let us be thankful of it by doing the best things we can do. So that way, inshallah, whatever we have will remain, and inshallah it will increase to that which is better than what we already have. May Allah help us and guide us at all times. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Also, we're getting ready for the last 10 nights. Tell your friends about it, inshallah. That way, you can start making preparations for the greatest spots in the masjid.